right here at the International Poultry Expo. I'm speaking with Charlie Allentine, who is the show manager here. And this is my first time at the Poultry Expo, and I'm really, really impressed, especially at your trade show. Tell me a little bit about, as we overlook it here from the press room, this is a huge trade show, one of the biggest I've ever seen. How many booths approximately do we have here?
We've got 888 booths here. We cover about a third of a million square feet in exhibits. And we've been ranked by Trade Show Week as number 58 in all the trade shows in the United States.
And that's in all, everything, not just agriculture.
Right. That includes consumer and everything else. So
that is very, very impressive. And what numbers of people actually go through this trade show over the couple of days that it's open?
Last year we had about 20,000 people come through. This year probably about 18,000, which is pretty good considering the economy. We have a very strong international contingent. We'll pull anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 international attendees, the majority of them coming from Latin America.
Now, this is a tie-in. You've got two different expos going on here, the International Poultry Expo and the International Feed Expo. Tell me a little bit about the history of how these two shows got together and just about the Poultry Expo itself. I understand you've been here in Atlanta for many, many years.
The show's been here in Atlanta every year for over 60 years, and we've kind of grown up with the convention facilities in the city. We got our start in the hotel lobby of one of the local hotels in the late 40s. And have gradually grown. 3 years ago, in a move to diversify, we co-located with the American Feed Industries Association show, which was a biannual show. And we had a number of common exhibitors, but also there was some synergies and complementary aspects that made a natural fit, and it has increased our number of exhibitors and number of attendees.
Well, I can certainly understand that. It seems like it was a good move then for both organizations. It's really a very impressive show, and I wonder, just really, I've been to a lot of agricultural shows. This must be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, as far as the agricultural industry is concerned. Why is the poultry industry so big?
Well, it's an integrated industry in that it's very, very specialized. It is also, when people think of the International Poultry Expo, a lot of them think of a county or a state fair. We're an industry show, and in fact, one of our halls is basically devoted to processing and packaging, which has the feel of a food show. And then the hall that we're sitting in here includes the feed side, incubators, poultry health, and support services for growing the poultry in the U.S.
Well, and also, you, in addition to the trade show itself, you have so many educational opportunities. You have other seminars and summits and what have you that are held around this, and it seems like all of that creates, like you said, a lot of synergy to bring more people in.
It does. In the past, we've really focused on being more of a trade show as a networking between suppliers and customers. But over the last several years, we've recognized that we've got to have more than that to bring people to a show. And so we've made a conscious effort to improve and expand our educational offerings, and it has proven to be beneficial to the show.
Well, Charlie, how long have you been involved in the show itself?
This is my fifth show. Before that, I was with an agricultural publisher. And the skill sets for my previous job really fit in very well with this.
Well, what do you think? Like you said, there's got about 18,000 here. Might be down a little bit, but because of the economy. So what do you think about the show? Are you pleased with the turnout then?
Very definitely. A lot of trade shows right now, especially on the consumer side, are seeing decreases of 40 to 50% in attendance. I figure if our attendance is less than 10% drop-off from last year, which was our biggest year in a decade, it would be a success. And even at the end of the first day, we're going to be close to our goal.
Thank you very much. That's Charlie Allentine, who is the trade show manager here at the International Poultry Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.